Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. My name is Steve Bowes. With obesity rates climbing, employers are challenged to respond. A new research report has shown that nearly three-quarters of U.S. adults are overweight or obese. The findings have wide-reaching implications for the nation's health and medical costs, as it faces a growing burden of weight-related diseases. These challenges are particularly important to employers in terms of employee medical claims cost, lost productivity, and increased absenteeism. The study, published last week in The Lancet, reveals the striking rise of obesity rates nationwide since 1990, when just over half of adults were overweight or obese, and shows how many more people are becoming overweight or obese at younger ages than in the past. Both conditions can raise the risk of diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart disease, and shorten life expectancy. And without aggressive intervention, the researchers forecast, the number of overweight and obese people will continue to go up, reaching nearly 260 million people by 2050. The implications for employers and the overall economy are serious. A Joint Economic Committee report released this year predicted that obesity will result in up to $9.1 trillion in excess medical expenditures over the next 10 years, much of which will be placed on employer-sponsored and funded healthcare programs. One challenge for employers has been their reluctance to offer employees insurance coverage for weight loss treatments that are known to work, like intensive health behavior and lifestyle treatment, as well as weight loss medications and bariatric surgery. Newer GLP-1 drugs like Wegovy and Zepbound are promising, even while their long-term effects have yet to be studied. But in order to have a significant employee health impact, these drugs will need to be widely accessible, and that's a tall order given how expensive they currently are. Employer coverage of GLP-1 drugs for weight loss is on the rise. Some key points based on recent data. As of 2024, approximately 33% of employers offer coverage for GLP-1 drugs for both diabetes management and weight loss. An additional 13% of employers are considering adding coverage for weight loss in 2025 or 2026. However, most employers currently cover GLP-1 drugs primarily for diabetes management. Of those that only offer coverage for diabetes, 19% are considering expanding coverage to include weight loss. Additionally, employers are implementing various strategies to manage the high cost of these drugs. Common restrictions include prior authorizations, which means ensuring that the drug is medically necessary before approving the coverage, higher cost-sharing requirements, increasing the out-of-pocket cost for employees, and lifetime or annual dollar limits, setting maximum amounts that could be spent on these drugs for each employee. These measures reflect the balancing act employers face providing effective treatments and managing their healthcare costs. But with overall obesity rates on the rise and the continuing popularity of the GLP-1 drugs, more employers are going to be challenged to consider including coverage for these drugs for weight loss purposes in their employee medical and prescription plans. In fact, there could come a time soon when employees make decisions about where they would like to work based on these coverage decisions. That's not a far-fetched idea given their popularity, effectiveness, and high costs. We will continue to follow all the important topics and trends in the world of work here on the HR Happy Hour Media Network. That's it for the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.